Good morning. Thursday morning, Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast. Steve here. One of the missions we've set about this year at Life Church is to grow church. Now that is probably no shock or surprise, but we've sort of added to that a little bit and said that we want to grow church by growing bigger people. So not just about more numbers, which we'd love, of course, but actually growing bigger people. I've been looking at that a lot over recent months since we talked about it at the beginning of this year. And I just want to move that along with you a little bit this morning, whether you're part of Life Church or not. Listen to this. This is Ephesians chapter 4 and let's read from verse 11, about five verses. So Christ gave to the church apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every aspect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Just take a moment and think of whatever situation you can where the word grow or growth or growing would be appropriate. Children, obvious one. From the day that they're born into this world, in fact, before that, when they conceive, they begin to grow inside that womb, develop all the faculties, all the limbs, and then they're born out into the world to begin to breathe and feed and live sort of independent from the human body, but with dependence on the parents around them. And we look for growth. We look for development. We look for them discovering the ability of what these fingers are for and these legs are for. We want them to grow in knowledge and wisdom as they mature, go to school, get education. When we think of our gardens and we want them to grow, we plant things with the intention of them growing, that we might be able to witness the beauty, the splendor, the color, the setting of where we might put it so that it really shows off in the corner where we've placed it in the border of our garden. They're probably the two most prominent places of growth. And if you read through the Bible, it's a word that's used a lot and it intertwines with the word maturity. But let me just remind you of three things that are key. For anything to grow, first of all, it has to be planted, whatever it is. It has to be watered. It has to be cared for to some degree or other. Then you have to, if it's a plant, expose it to the light, get the fresh air around it. There are a number of key things that are part of growth, and I just throw them towards you today as a Christian believer. If you're very new to faith, I trust and pray that as you listen to this very brief thought and read your Bible and listen to stories and go to church and do all those things, that you will grow to understand more of God and his agenda for your life. If you're a Christian who's been calling yourself a Christian for a number of years, my challenge is to you, how are you growing? What's happened in these 12 months? What challenges are you accepting in your spirituality to help you move on a bit and that maturity come? We can never get to a point of saying we are there unless we're in heaven. Come on, let's be people who want to be bigger people, who want to grow. Make this a great day. Carpe diem.